You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Each week, an average of 2 oil tankers pass through the Vancouver harbor, heading to China and other world markets. Each tanker carries up to 29 million gallons of crude oil from Alberta. 2 years ago, accountant Bill Gannon noticed the tankers passing through the Burrard Inlet and did what accountants do. He prepared a risk assessment. He also founded the local citizen group No Tanks. Bill Gannon's second risk assessment was released this week, and No Tanks is holding a town hall meeting next week to inform people about the dangers we face from the oil tankers. And Bill Gannon joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Now, where are the oil tankers going through our local waters here?
Okay, they're filling up in Burnaby, just near Barnett Highway Marine Park, and the Westridge Terminal is the terminal, and it's fed by the pipeline. Do you remember back in 2007, a backhoe dug up a big oil pipeline and the oil went squirting up into the air over several houses in Burnaby? It's that same pipeline that is operated by Kinder Morgan, and they have that pipeline coming from Alberta to Burnaby. Originally it was meant to just feed our refineries here, but now they've got a port and they've got tankers and they're filling them up twice a week right now with expansion plans to make it one per day.
Now, the tankers then, to get through there, they have to go underneath the Lions Gate, underneath the Second Narrows, then there's another bridge, I believe. What are the kind of dangers that they face along that route?
Okay, well, their very first mission is to get underneath the two bridges, the Second Narrows Bridge, the Ironworkers Memorial Bridge. Right beside it, there's a railway bridge on the east side of it, and the supports holding up the railway are 500 feet apart. And these tankers are as wide as 138 feet. And when these things come through, they have a tug on either side of them, steering them through. But if there was ever a malfunction, and we all know nowadays how there can be malfunctions in the oil industry, despite assurances that everything's safe, if the, let's say, a rudder malfunction or something causes the tanker to nudge into one of the supports holding up the railway, the whole railway will come down on top of the tanker and probably split it in two, and it could spill the 29 million gallons of crude oil. That's nearly three times as what was spilt in the Exxon Valdez. I've calculated the oil will, before they'll have a chance to clean it up, it'll be out into Georgia Strait and it'll be in Nanaimo within 4 days.
Because of the strength of the tides that operate through Vancouver?
That's right, yeah. It'll just spread. And the Exxon Valdez oil spread 437 miles in 60 days.
What kind of an effect would that have on the local region if that happened?
Well, I mean, it's complete disaster. The whole port of Vancouver would be shut down for at least a year, if not more. Other shippers wouldn't ship to Vancouver anymore. They'd go to Seattle or other ports that are not fouled. So the whole $75 billion worth of trade that goes on at Port of Vancouver will be, I hate to say, down the drain. But the other impacts are, well, tourism would completely vanish. Our reputation as being a green city, that would just evaporate. It would be a joke. People who are admiring our beautiful city back in February during the Olympics would say, what? Those people in Vancouver allowed crude oil tankers to go right through the middle of their city and didn't stop it? I think it's terrible.
So, now you say that the number of tankers in the Burrard Inlet is going up. Why is that?
Okay, it's because there's more oil coming out of the Alberta tar sands. I've traced this back to November 2007, Stats Canada produced a report indicating that during the first 7 months of 2007, and I'm quoting now, Canada and China began testing the logistics of shipping crude oil through the port of Vancouver. And that year they sent out about eight tankers. Otherwise, any other tankers were ones that were going to California. But the real thing started up then. Since then, they've increased, and I've been watching them because my office overlooks Cole Harbor, so I can see them coming by. And I'm just keeping a log. I calculated they've increased it steadily now up to 2 per week. And looking at their expansion plans, they're planning on doubling the size of their port to have 2 tankers filling up at the same time. By the way, if anyone wants to check this out, they go out to Cates Park in North Vancouver, you'll see 3 tankers out there right now, one getting filled up and the other 2 in lineup. So the two a week, that was early this year. It's increasing. It'll be 3 a week. They're planning to bring it up to 1 a day.
And this is because of the pipeline expansion of the oil coming from the Alberta tar sands.
That's right. It's up to 300,000 barrels per day now. And they're planning to increase it to 700,000 barrels per day. That's coming in through Burnaby. And then there's the whole Enbridge thing, which is the future expansion in the north. But I believe this is more important to stop now.
Now, I can imagine that the response from government and the response from the oil people will be to say that it's safe. There isn't a danger of a spill.
Mm-hmm.
What would you respond to that?
I'd say, yeah, we've heard all that before. But I'd like the oil industry or the Canadian government to tell me why we want to export our oil to other continents. Why not keep the oil on the continent? Everyone knows oil and water don't mix. Don't need to be too smart to figure that out. And so there's no reason to export oil. I talked to Kinder Morgan, engineering, director of engineering, who agreed with me that it's no skin off their nose. If they just run their pipeline down to California, it's not in their interest to do this. It's just whoever's trying to sell the oil to China and to ship it through Vancouver. It's just wrong.
What kind of regulation is there of tanker traffic?
Well, there's regulations, some of which are voluntary, but in my correspondence with the federal government, from the Department of Transport, I have it from a very high level, saying no permission is required from Transport Canada for the shipment of crude oil. Permission is not required.
So the citizens of Vancouver, then, there would be no mechanism with which to inform people here that there is this traffic, number one, or that it's increasing, number two?
Well, the politicians have all ignored me because I've written to several of them. And very, very little response and half-hearted, thank you for your letter, contact the federal government. I think what we need to do, and that's the reason we're holding this public meeting next week, is to give all our citizens of Vancouver a chance to get involved and get involved in a very, very important thing. We need to save our city from being ruined by the oil industry, and we want to do it now. And the way to do it is to tell the politicians that we want it stopped. And there's no reason to listen to their promises that, oh, no, don't worry, when we'll first stop it up in the north and then we'll stop Vancouver in 5 years from now. I don't believe them. I want it stopped now. And I think people will back me up and join No Tanks, become part of our flotilla we're having at the end of the fishing season. We got the whole fishing industry behind us.
Because, of course, it would be a tremendous, as we see from what's happening in Louisiana, a tremendous impact on the fishing industry.
Oh, their whole fish, they would be totally gone, totally devastated.
Is there an impact from tanker traffic even without a catastrophic spill?
Yes, there definitely is. A normal oil spillage, it has been estimated that the normal oil spillage around the world is equal to more than any big supertanker spill. So, you remember last week we heard Chevron, or one of the, I think it was Chevron, said that there was a mysterious oil sheen on the water and they didn't know where it was coming from. Well, they just need to look next door at their neighbor. It's Kinder Morgan filling up tankers, 2 per week, with 500,000 barrels of crude oil. Of course there's going to be sheen on the water, and it's going to get worse.
Well, we'll let people know about the public meeting and encourage people to come out, and then you also have a website that I'll let people know about.
NoTanks.org, great.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about it, Bill.
Oh, thank you very much, Jane. Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Bill Gannon. He's a founding member of No Tanks. And as I said, they're having a town hall meeting next Tuesday, and that's June 8th at the Wise Hall, and that's 1882 Adenack. And you can also check out their website, notanks.org, and get more information about the flotilla that they're organizing in October.